This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here with an SEO training. We see a lot of customers with our SEO business, and whenever we can't get a good result, we do deep forensics and we find out what happened. And it almost always comes back to the same thing. So I'm just going to cover the top things that cause people to trip over and how you can actually fix it. So let's get into it. The first thing is the content on a website. Quite often people are presenting content that is stale, as in old, that it is duplicated from somewhere else, or it's just plain not helpful. So what you want to do is have fresh content that is original and it is helpful. Put things like images, bullet points, case studies, graphs, infographics, really well-written material that's researched or informative, or transcriptions of videos like the one that you're probably looking at now if you're reading the text version of this. Get your content up to date, make it useful, and that's a great foundation for an SEO campaign. If you have a blogging function, post to it as often as you can possibly post to it, because more posts in the search engine means more opportunities for people to find your stuff. Next, you have a look at the page title and the structure of the page naming. What you want to see is your keyword appearing once in the page title, and it should read naturally for a human. And the page structure, instead of being digits and characters, you really want to have words. The word of the page should be what the page is about. It should be obvious. The goal here is to make it easy for a search engine to understand what your page is about so that it can index it with the relevant status. Now we have a look at anchor text, and this is the big one. This is the one that Panda and Penguin quite often gets a site for. That is when there's too many of the same keyword pointing to your website. If it's more than a few percent, it's starting to get risky. We've seen cases where someone has 30 or 40% of all of their anchor text links pointing to their website with the exact same phrase, and that makes it very hard to get a result. What you need to do in this case is you need to get more links, and they should be different words so that it dilutes the percentage of any one phrase. The other common thing we see is that they're all pointing to the home page or the same page. What you want to do is have links pointing to all different pages on your website. Now, the most common way people are getting tripped over with this is when they have site-wide links on other sites. It could be forum posts, it could be site-wide blog rolls, or it could be footer links. And unfortunately, if these are follow links, they're really going to be a penalty for you. So you want to put no follow on them, you want to rotate those links, or in some cases, just remove them. Something that you need to be aware of is if you have a brand new site, you want to start building diverse links before you go too hard on a particular sweetheart phrase. For example, some of our lower packages are more appropriate for a new site because a bigger package is just too much intensity too quickly. So keep it mild, get diverse links, and you want links from all different places like Facebook and Twitter. All right, here's our old friend, keyword stuffing. It's a very common thing for rookie website masters. They're putting the keyword all over the place. It's not going to help you if you put 100 keywords in your keyword meta description. It's not going to help you trying to target 10 keywords per page. You want 10 pages with one keyword per page, because the one keyword laser targeted page is always going to be more relevant than a page trying to be 10 things at once. So get one page per key phrase, and make sure you only have one key phrase in your page title. One incident of the keyword on the page should be enough if your content is related to that phrase. Now we talk about the techie stuff. Look for your robots file or your meta description for the page, and just check that if you've had any work done on your website recently, that the developer hasn't set it to no follow, no index. It does happen more often than I would have imagined it could. And this is pretty typical where a site's done well before and then it starts to slip. And we go and have a look, and Well, what do you know? The developer has updated the SEO plugin and all the page titles and descriptions have changed. Or they've set it to development mode to make changes to the site and forgot to turn it back on. So look for the obvious one. If your site drops from nowhere, then it could simply be a case of having the wrong settings in your development mode. So be particularly careful of this one if you have work done to your website. Well, I hope these tips help you get your on-site SEO sorted out, because we really want to help you with your off-site. Because if you do these things, we know we can help you get a result. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com. And I look forward to catching up with you soon for another update. If you have any questions on this stuff, please ask the team at superfasthelp.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.